patient named Luke May, date of birth 1, correction, 11-10 of 78, date of service 1-30 of 24. This is a 45-year-old male patient here for medication refill. In particular, he is needing refill of his Flomax and also valacyclovir, 1,000 milligrams he takes on a daily basis, PRN outbreak, and also he has requested medication for gastroesophageal reflux disease. He takes over-the-counter products. He would like to try something else. He's had some exacerbation of that today. Period in the paragraph, this patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He carries on his normal everyday routine in normal form and fashion. No other symptoms or issues verbalized by him today. Period in the paragraph. Concerning his verbalization of the gastroesophageal reflux, he's been plagued by that a little bit more severely over the last 2 weeks. We'll do an H. pylori test on him today, period in the paragraph. I did review his labs from just a short time ago. He did have high triglycerides. I've talked with him about that. He is currently taking Crestor. He will return to clinic in another 1 to 2 months for rechecking the cholesterol levels, period in the paragraph. A blood pressure 139 over 95, pulse 67, respiration 18, temperature 98, oxygenation 97% on room air, current weight 212, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications as above, medical history, HSV, BPH, and gastroesophageal reflux, and hyperlipid. Period in the paragraph, surgical history, negative social history, lives with his wife. No association of secondhand smoke, non-smoker, non-drinker. Labs, none will be accomplished today, period and paragraph. Of course, with the exception of the H. pylori test. Period and paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses, or lipidinopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. His extremities, he has +5 muscle strength in all 4 extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. Period. In the paragraph, assessment and plan, BPH, refill Flomax, 0.4 milligram on a daily basis. Period. In the paragraph, HSV infection, no current outbreak, but he is out of his medication. We will refill that as a PRN basis, 1,000 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. In the paragraph, gastroesophageal reflux. We're doing an H. pylori test today, and I will give him a supply of pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily. We will call with the result of that H. pylori test, refill his medications today, no other issues brought forth. Period to paragraph. Next patient. Angela. That's Angelia, A-N-G-E-L-I-A, last name is Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, date of birth 9-19 of 76, date of service 1-30 of 24. This is a 47-year-old female patient. Bye-bye, guys. 47-year-old female patient, here for medication refill, period in the paragraph. She tells me she is feeling well today. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. She has been taking gabapentin 100 milligrams QHS for her restless leg. She says it's really not doing the job for her. We need to increase that. We will accommodate that today. Period in the paragraph. Patient doesn't have any other complaint today. I've talked to her about her thyroid. When she last took her labs, she had not been taking the NP thyroid on a regular basis, nor is she doing it now. It's been a few days. She does not offer any reason for the irregularity of taking this medication. I've told her she needs to take it on a regular basis and let us check her labs at that point. She will try to accommodate us, period in a paragraph. Blood pressure 121 over 68, pulse 80, respiration 20, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 100%, current weight 162, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, NP thyroid 60 milligrams, valacyclovir 500 daily, gabapentin 100, which we're going to increase to 300, QHS, period in the paragraph. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, period in the paragraph. Medical history, hypothyroid, hypertension, HSV, infection, restless leg syndrome, period in the paragraph. Surgical history, hysterectomy, tubal ligation, social history, non-drinker, non-smoker, period in the paragraph labs, none were accommodated today. She's going to take her thyroid on a regular basis, and then next visit we'll get a set of labs. Period in the paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lipodynopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, there is no murmur. It's regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of the exam is largely unremarkable. I've looked, she has no complaint about extremities nor verbalization of any lower extremity edema. Period and paragraph. Assessment implant, restless leg syndrome. We're going to increase the gabapentin 100 to 300 milligrams on a nightly basis. Period and paragraph. Hypothyroid, we're going to refill the NP thyroid 60 milligrams, period in a paragraph. HSV infection, valacyclovir 500 PO daily, period in a paragraph. Hypertension, 25 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide on a daily basis, period in a paragraph. Patient's going to monitor her symptoms, and she will return to clinic or call if she has any other issues.